You call him Uncle?
Uncle Bill.
Okay. Then the commander of the army would be?
Commander-in-chief.
The highest rank in the army would be what title?
Would be a general.
And below him a?
Well, the graduation is a general, a major general, a brigadier general, or the lieutenant general comes at the top. Lieutenant general, major general, brigadier, colonel, mm-hmm. lieutenant colonel, captain, mm-hmm. first lieutenant, second lieutenant, who we refer to as a shaved tail.
Do you? Why? Just why that?
I don't know.
Okay. That's as far down as we need to go. The man who presides over the court would be a?
A judge.
And a child in school would be a?
Scholar. Or a student.
What's the difference there?
Well, a scholar would probably come up higher.
Okay. And then the person that does the typing and the filing in an office is?
Stenographer.
Or?
Secretary. Mm-hmm.
And a woman on the stage would be a?
An actress. Mm-hmm.
And your nationality is?
Mine? Mm-hmm. I'm an American.
Okay. A person whose skin was black, you'd say, is what race?
Negro.
What would you call Negroes? How do you refer to them?
Well, nowadays we're supposed to refer to them as blacks. Mm-hmm.
Was there a different term when you were growing up?
Yes. They didn't want to be called blacks mm-hmm. in those days. They were colored people. Mm-hmm. And we called them, we referred to them, if I was writing or speaking formally, I would refer to them as a Negro. Mm-hmm. And if I were belittling them, I'd call them a nigger.
Okay. And then your race is?
I'm Caucasian. I'm a white.
Mm-hmm. What would black people say to belittle white people? What would they call them?
Call them a hunky.
Okay. What would you call a child born of a racially mixed marriage?
He's a mixed breed.
Mm-hmm. And this is probably a good point for me to ask you what a Cajun is.
A Cajun is a descendant of the Acadian refugees who were driven out of Nova Scotia by the British. Mm-hmm. The British had a habit of driving people out in all directions. They came down here to Louisiana and they settled in the bayou country around St. Martinville and that area, and their descendants are the Cajuns. Now, they're not the same thing as Creoles.
Mm-hmm. What are Creoles?
Creoles are descendants of French and Spanish people, not necessarily original colonists, but descendants of French and Spanish people who settled here in Louisiana. They are not black. Mm-hmm. Now, everything that was supposed to be the best mm-hmm. was Creole. Mm-hmm. For instance, Creole tomatoes are the best tomatoes.
Ah.
And various things were called Creole because they were better. And a good nigger was a Creole nigger.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And that's where they get the idea, that's where people get the idea that Creoles are, that they have Negro blood, mm-hmm. but that is wrong. I'm proud to be a Creole. Mm-hmm. I'm of a mixed Latin ancestry. Mm-hmm. I got all the worst.
Do Creoles have to have a mixture of blood?
Yes, but now French it's not—they're not necessarily pure French or pure. They're usually of—they really could be more descendants of the colonials. Mm-hmm. For instance, we have a lot of Creoles with German ancestry, mm-hmm. because the Germans came here. Settled in the river parishes, and since the priests were all French and the majority of the people were French, they Gallicized their names. And one of the strangest examples, you might be interested in this story, a German by the name of Zweig, Zweig, came to marry a Creole girl.